reason that it develops is warm air rises, and it rises generally in currents. It's kind of local thing. It's not when we get warm air rising in front of a weather system, for example, we'll have widespread snow. But if it's cold air aloft and, let's say, a front or a low has gone by, then the cold air behind that system generally causes cellular type of precipitation. That is, you'll see an individual cloud, and they might be scattered across the area, sometimes isolated, you know, just one or two of them, or sometimes they'll be numerous. And Saturday was a case when we had numerous cellular-type clouds developing, and it's all because the ocean surface is warm, and it was very, very cold air aloft, and those currents rise, and they rise so rapidly that you get thunderstorm development.
And it seems like these thunderstorms were they were either preceded or immediately followed by torrential hail or sleet or something wet and hard.
Typically, for Southeast Alaska, they're ice pellets, frozen droplets of rain. And what it takes to get that is some vertical currents, that is, the air going up. That current of air is strong enough to actually lift a raindrop to the point where it freezes, and then in the downdraft of the cloud system, it's able to carry that frozen piece of precipitation down with it, and so consequently you get ice pellets.
My daughter was trying to photograph the lightning. She would lift her camera every time one of these curtains of ice pellets. Were her instincts good?
Yeah, I think so. You know, atmospheric electricity has to do with the difference in charge and the fact that the currents are going up and down, and that helps to increase that difference. And when the charge difference gets so great, then you'll have a stroke of lightning.
Joel, one thing I specifically wanted to ask you was the weather forecast Saturday called for thunderstorms developing in the mountains, in mountain areas. And I was I happened to be at a cabin Saturday up in Nakwasina, and a very mountainous area, and it was quite an impressive display, certainly the most thunder and lightning I've ever seen since I've lived here. How did the mountains play into this forecast for increased thunderstorm activity?
What happened was that the low-level winds hit the mountains, and the air is forced aloft, and that gave it additional lift for the cells that had already formed out over the water. So we had that temperature difference I was talking about earlier for going on out over the water. Then the wind assisted some of those cells over the mountains, and you really got them going.